This isn't just a program for first-time moms. We welcome families that are expecting their second, third, fourth, whatever number child they're on, because they have something to add to the class as well. And so perhaps the first-time parents can get that information from parents that are on their second or third kid and just know that nothing to worry about.
The 2024 March of Dimes report card found the preterm birth rate in Kansas was 10.5% in 2023, the same as the rate in 2022, and slightly above the U.S. rate of 10.4%. The infant mortality rate, babies which died before their first birthday, was 5.8 per 1,000 live births, compared to the U.S. rate of 5.6. K-State Research and Extension Family and Community Wellness Agent for the Cottonwood District, Monique Kerner, has been involved with two maternal health and wellness programs in Ellis County. On today's Sound Living, Improving Maternal Care. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kerner says the Becoming a Mom program provided prenatal education, support, and guidance to help expectant mothers feel prepared and confident. Monique, from what we're seeing from a March of Dimes report regarding preterm birth rates, there is some concern in Kansas, but really across the nation as well. Kansas is not really that far off from the national average. But when it comes to what you're doing in Ellis County, you're doing a lot of things that are going to make a difference.
Yes, we are definitely wanting to work with our maternal child health population. I think every community is different in Kansas and across the nation, and so sometimes we really need to focus on what's going on in our communities. Sometimes it's good to highlight, you know, at the national or the state level and kind of drive us to the focus that we need to. But definitely the preterm birth rate is concerning. The chronic conditions that many of us face is concerning. And so there's lots of ways that we can help improve the health of our maternal child health population.
You've been working on a couple of programs. I want to focus on those in particular. The one, Becoming a Mom, was one that you did in February and March, and really kind of a weekly series?
Yes. Becoming a Mom is a state program through KDHE, and in this position as a family community wellness agent, I have a background in maternal child health. I'm an international board certified lactation consultant, so I've worked with health departments and in early childhood, and I had worked with the program over in Barton County, so learned a little bit more about that. So I've been wanting to bring this program to Ellis County for a while. So like I said, it's through KDHE, and it is a six-week prenatal education class. So we do six sessions. We've been doing them during an evening class. We invite mothers as well as their support people, the dads. We had several dads involved in our class as well. Really anybody that is there to support the mom, because we want them to get the education as well. The six classes, the first one is pregnancy overview. So we have a nurse teach that and just kind of learn about what happens to our bodies when we get pregnant and some things to look out for when we're newly pregnant. The second class is a healthy pregnancy. So we talk a lot about nutrition, exercise, stress, and how that affects us when we're pregnant. Third class is labor and delivery. So we have a labor and delivery nurse teaching that. And we also have a doula that comes along and helps do some demonstrations as well. So families can really learn about what is happening to the mother's body when they go into labor and delivery. The fourth class is infant feeding. So as an IBCLC, I teach that class. And we just talk about breastfeeding, how to get breastfeeding off to a good start, maybe troubleshooting. And then, of course, we always want moms to know about the resources that are available to them after they leave the hospital as well. The fifth class is infant care. We have a nurse practitioner teaching that class from our federally qualified healthcare center. And she goes over basically what happens after the baby is born, how to care for the baby. We talk about safe sleep in that class. We talk about utilizing car seats. We talk about infant development and what is normal and expected there. And then the last class, we talk about family planning as well as mental health. So just watching out for those signs of the baby blues or postpartum depression or anxiety. And so we have our outreach coordinator from our mental health center come and teach that. And then we have a midwife that does more of the physical changes postpartum and the family planning. Also in our classes, we have resources from the community come. That was one of my overarching goals around the classes, was to really introduce parents to the resources in our community. I just wanted to break down those barriers because I feel like if people have names and faces and have met people, it's going to be easier to reach out to those resources when they do need them. So we have different types of resources that come to each class. We have car seat techs, early childhood connections, so home visiting and preschool programs. We have KidLink or infant toddler early intervention. We have the Center for Health Improvement that comes and talks about the services they offer around fitness and nutrition. We have a physical therapist that comes and talks about pelvic floor health during pregnancy and postpartum. WIC, the health department, the Leche League, all those different types of resources that would be helpful for new parents. We also provided a meal. Feeding Hays does a free meal for the community every Thursday night, and they were gracious enough to provide a meal for us. So again, just breaking down those barriers for families to attend.
Being pregnant is one of the things that is exciting, but it also creates some anxiety as well, especially if it's maybe a first-time pregnancy. And just being able to go there and ask questions, get the information, has got to kind of help reduce some of that stress.
Yes, and that's what we're hoping too, is we are social beings, and sometimes we think we can get our information on social media or a website, but really being in the same space, face-to-face with the people that, you know, will be helping us or caring for us can really reduce that anxiety of the unknown and what's ahead of us. So really just bringing parents together was one of my other overarching goals, you know, whether it's first-time parents that, you know, will have babies and children around the same age, you know, just knowing other parents, as well as we envisioned a bit of a mentoring type situation where this isn't just a program for first-time moms. We welcome families that are expecting their second, third, fourth, whatever number child they're on, because they have something to add to the class as well. And they can help reduce that anxiety as well because they've been there, done that. And so perhaps the first-time parents can get that information from parents that are on their second or third kid and just know that, oh, these things are normal and to be expected, and I'm not weird, or, you know, it's nothing to worry about.
And being able to get providers into the same room has also got to be helpful, because it's one thing, like you mentioned, to get information off the internet, but if you can get that information locally and you know where to go, that helps.
Yes. Sometimes I think you can pull stuff up on the internet and wade through pages and pages and pages of things, and you're like, oh, I don't know, you know, what it is. But if you have somebody in the room that has experience and can, you know, working with prenatal and labor and delivery, you know, it can be much more meaningful. And that's one of the really cool things that's come out of this project as well. With Becoming a Mom, it is a Kansas Perinatal Community Collaborative project. So, you know, me, Monique at K-State can't just go out and start this program. I have to bring community partners in on this. We have to have nurses that teach some of the programs. You know, I need a counselor or some type of mental health expert to help teach some of the classes. So it's really bringing all of those community partners together, bringing those midwives, the hospital, the nurses together in the same room has really broken down some barriers and opened conversations. And I feel like that's really where we're going to get better care for our patients is when people get to know each other face to face on a human level and can have conversations.
You also put together a community baby shower in April that was also very successful.
Yes. One of the things I've been able to do in Extension is go to become a safe sleep instructor. And I got to Wichita for the class, and there happened to be another person from Hayes that was there. She works for DCF. And so it was nice to have a community partner in the room down in Wichita. So we were able to work together along with our interagency coordinating council to bring the community baby shower. We wrote several grants so we could find a venue. We ordered portable cribs and safe sleep sacks. Parents had to come and do some education around safe sleep. They have to do some education around breastfeeding, tobacco awareness, and mental health awareness. And so we had vendors there that had talking points with the parents. And what was really great is we utilized tour guides. So we would have people kind of come in and gather together as a group. They'd be assigned a tour guide. And that tour guide would help them make sure that they did the pre-survey before they got the education. And then the tour guide helped them around to the different education spots. And then we also had about 19 vendors as well that they could visit. And I think the tour guides really helped the participants become engaged in the program and open those conversations with the vendors. And then they were able to leave with a free portable crib and a sleep sack for their baby. We also had lots of door prizes and giveaways. They had a little bingo card, and when they visited all the different vendors, they could turn in their bingo card and be entered in the drawings for the door prizes. It turned out to be a really good event. Our state interagency coordinating council has asked some of our members to come and discuss the community baby shower. So the only problem is we might need a bigger venue next year because I think it's just going to grow. So we had about 42 participants that came through. So some of those were support people, and we gave away around 30 portable cribs. It was exciting to see the participation from the services and vendors as well as the participants, and just getting parents, you know, great resources and things that they can really utilize. Because it's one thing to get the information, you know, to know about safe sleep, but then there might be some other barriers maybe to getting the tools that they need to be successful.
It looks like you've really nailed the power of partnerships and have really taken advantage of the local resources and really even the state resources.
Yes, absolutely. We've had a lot of state support from the state program coordinator, Stephanie Wolf. She's program coordinator for Becoming a Mom. I've also been able to write for some state grants, so I'm waiting to hear back from that as well. So KDHE has been helpful supporting me on that journey as well. And the Kids Network has been really key in helping us put that community baby shower together. They give us the tools to collect the data, and we can see what's working, what's not working, and then also the resources for the money to get the tools that we need to get those to families so that they can be successful.
And this is also something that you can share with other Extension agents across the state.
Absolutely. I know there are a few Extension agents that already do community baby showers. I know there are a couple other ones that are safe sleep instructors. But yeah, I would just encourage Extension agents, if they have a need in their community, to get involved in this work. And it's just great to see the positives that are coming out of this, not just helping families, but really building community and building those community partnerships and bringing people together.
That's K-State Research and Extension Family and Community Wellness Agent for the Cottonwood District, Monique Kerner, with information on the local effort to improve prenatal education and support in Ellis County. Contact your local Extension office to see if the programs are being offered in your county or district. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.